let's jump out and fly.
Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. And Freak Show Friday, it's your chance to let your little freak flag, you know, fly. Let it wave. Let people know what makes you freaky. Or maybe you don't think you're a freak, but other people are like, oh my gosh, it's kind of weird that you do that. That's kind of where we talk to you and we find out about it. And this morning, we're talking to Dixie. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. And why are we talking to you, Dixie, for Freak Show Friday?
Well, first of all, good morning, guys. I'm so happy to tell you about this because I think it's amazing. it is. I have this little hobby. I picked it up a few years ago, and I call it vulturing.
Wait, vulturing?
What is vulturing?
Is that where you look at birds fly?
No. It's so much better than that. One day I was driving, and I hit a possum that ran right out in front of my truck.
Oh, no.
I went outside. I took a look at it. And I saw, you know, those little ribs, those little possum ribs sticking out of it. And I just thought, listen, you know what? These are perfectly good bones.
Oh,
okay. Gosh. I could use these.
Well, you wanted to use them for something?
Oh, yeah. Wait till you hear. I made a broth soup, kind of like I've done in the past with squirrel bones.
Okay.
You know, people eat squirrel. There's nothing wrong with squirrel.
It's true.
And well, did you not hear that? Okay, you must not have heard it. A guy died earlier this week because he ate squirrel brains. So I would be careful with that one, Dixie, but okay.
Well, no, sometimes I'll use the meat, too, and make little mini hamburgers.
Okay.
You know, like they have that Harry and Izzy place. They're just as good.
No.
Yeah, that
no,
Harry and Izzy
no,
place.
No, I guarantee you Harry and Izzy's is way better and they don't use squirrel patties, slider thingies.
Well, trust me, they're good. But it's not just that. I use the bones and I make these beautiful wind chimes. They sound wonderful when the breeze is blowing and they look great. You almost don't even know that they're bones.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. I keep my shovel in my truck and I drive around and anytime I see something I just scoop it up.
Ew.
and definitely use it.
Oh my gosh. That gives me chills. I cannot imagine walking onto somebody's property. If I saw bones for a wind chime hanging there, I'm out.
Look, you got to use everything God gives you.
Okay. Yeah, you're not a wasteful person. I get that.
No, definitely. I mean, I've even made spoons. I have a whole collection of spoons I made out of bones.
Ooh, you use them to eat?
Absolutely. You boil them up. They turn a beautiful white. They're gorgeous. I mean, they're so nice, I'm even thinking about starting a business and selling my chimes.
Well, if you're just tuning into the Joe and Alex Show, yes, this is Freak Show Friday. We're talking to Dixie, who does something. She has a hobby, and they call it, I guess, vulturing. I don't know if that's what it is. Okay. I'm sorry. Continue on, Dixie. This is very interesting that you collect this roadkill stuff and take the bones and make stuff like wind chimes out of them.
Absolutely. My sister and her husband, they'll leave and bring me stuff they find on their property.
And where do they live?
They live in Anderson.
Oh, my
gosh.
Well,
that makes sense. Hanging out with Gary and everybody else. Oh my gosh.
I mean, it sounds like you're just, like you said, you're using what God gave you. You're just living off the earth. I mean, I don't know. Is taking roadkill, Joe, to you that much different from just hunting like normal?
I just wouldn't eat roadkill in general. Like, I would see if you hit a deer and it was fresh, you could harvest the meat right there if it wasn't like, if it was nice and clean, nothing got on it.
No, I hate the word harvest.
Well, okay, whatever you want to call it. Process it? I don't know. But I don't know. To me, it's a little weird. I'm sorry, Dixie. If I'm near you, it wouldn't sound like this. But like you're my neighbor, and I hear like clonk 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 clonk, clonk, clonk like wood it like bony wood chimes. It just would sound weird. I think you're like a witch or something.
No, I'm telling you, they sound beautiful. And look at it this way: I'm cleaning up the road at the same time.
Well, that's true.
Are the neighbors' kids scared of your house?
No, not at all. They think it's amazing. Even they brought me something that they've hit.
Oh, God.
Wow, that is...
Absolutely.
That's...
I'm telling you, vulturing, it's going to take off.
Like a vulture.
Wow, okay, Dixie, thank you so much. I don't think I have any other questions because it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yep, it sure is. Well, thank you, I guess. We owe you a thanks for keeping our roads clean, like you said.
And let us know if you launch that business, Dixie. I'm sure some of our listeners would love to get involved and maybe buy something. Yes. We just talked about that lady a couple of weeks ago that she's got the moose turd stuff.
Yep.
She's got the turdy clock. It's 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, or 30.
If she can sell that, I'm sure you can sell your bone wind chimes.
You bet.
All right, bye, Dixie.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
I'm disturbed.
Does that not bother anybody else?
It bothers me.
All right. That is Freak Show Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9.